entering the business zone of Kello News Talk 1320, 107.9 FM. It's Unique Real Estate on Sioux Falls Radio, the only show of its kind in the area. This is It's Your Business. Now here's your conductor, the maestro, and your host for the show, Bill Zortman.
Good morning. Excellent drumming there by our good friend, the Rev, who will be joining us in this hour to talk. I'm Bill Zortman, and this is It's Your Business, show hour number 545 between now and 10. 545. Thank you. That sounds a lot better. We'll talk to you next year about that. With another hour to follow, and that will be 546, and that's going to be an important hour because we're going to ask you a question that you're going to have to think about. Now, I have been taken to school in 2013. I learned the basics. Now I'm in the graduate study of addiction. And the word I forgot, I've been reminded, is recovery, recovery, recovery. And, of course, Sioux Falls has been doing that with Tallgrass and Face It Together. Now, starting in March, we started sharing stories about addiction, going through the recovery process with a community to back. All have been on stage with the world premiere about addiction at the Washington Pavilion, walked through the streets to find the light, listened to every chance we got to find ways to get those in our audience that do need to understand about addiction, that there is help there and there's recovery available for every demographic, the age, the race, the income. So today, at the time of year that truly calls for help, New Year's Eve Day, we have pulled together experts, Denny Ford from Tallgrass and Kevin Kirby, Face It Together, to help us launch the first hour explaining what holidays do to those facing addiction. On the musical side, one of the Cartwright brothers and our own Rev have been New Year's Eving for years, and quite frankly, it is a time to celebrate. But others see it as an amateur night for those that can't quite handle all the partying. We have others that have been on the show that shared their stories of succumbing to the addiction. They're now working towards recovery. Joan Swenson is with Tallgrass as the Admissions and Marketing Alliance, and Julie Schoolmeister is the Executive Director for Face It Together Sioux Falls. Good morning to both of our ladies.
Good morning.
Good morning, Bill.
It's kind of fun to have you as a tour guide for the bosses that are in here today, which is kind of funny, but they'll be on in about 6 minutes. But let's set the stage today about the free-flowing alcohol and other addictions around the holidays, why we thought it was necessary and what we could do in 2 hours.
Sure. Well, we just wanted to come in and talk today just because this can be such a difficult time of year for so many people. You know, Joan and I have talked a lot before about expectations. And a lot of us, when we were really active in our disease, we had all these expectations of what New Year's Eve and the holidays are supposed to be. And a lot of it had to do with the partying and the drinking and drugs. So we want to make sure that people are aware that there is a strong recovery community in Sioux Falls and that there's resources available if they need someone to reach out to.
Joan, you celebrated a 6th anniversary not too long ago, which wasn't far from Christmas.
Yeah, December 19th, 2007. That's when I got sober.
So we have taken this seriously in the last 6, 7, 8 months. And Sioux Falls has got a lot of people that should be in the market for recovery if they're not. And some of the numbers I saw, 13,000 or so that have been identified as addiction with recovery. What kind of numbers should we put to it? Or do we know a number? That's a number that I remember quoting a few times in the early months, but they're by the thousands, not by the hundreds.
Well, sure. And if you look, Bill, at numbers of people who are affected by the disease of addiction personally, it's about 10% of the population. So in Sioux Falls, ages 12 and up, you could comfortably say about 20,000 people are personally affected by the disease of addiction. And then past that, you know, each of us affects family members and friends. So we each affect another 3 to 4 people with our disease as well.
Now, both of you kind of help us set the stage for what's going to follow. And we've got 4 or 5 people that are going to talk in the second hour that are recovering, but they're mentoring. And recovering and mentoring has gone hand in hand. That seems to be an interesting side. But to me, coming before a microphone, coming before a group and admitting that I had a problem and I'm working on it is not the easiest thing in the world to do.
Absolutely not. The disease of addiction is surrounded and just shrouded in everybody keep it quiet. That's at least for in my family, it was nobody talk about it. We don't want anybody to know what she's doing. You know, just keep it to a low roar. If I could have just kept it to a low roar, I think it could have gone on a lot longer. And that's part of the stigma of the disease itself, you know. I think it's very important that people know that we do recover, and by people being willing and brave to come on the radio and tell their stories of, you know, what happened to them and their families while they were active in their disease, and then what happened in order for them to get into recovery and to do this deal on a daily basis is amazing to me. I mean, I'm incredibly proud of all the people who are willing to walk into this room and tell their stories for all of the listeners so that they know we do recover. And it's just very, very important that people do know that, you know, that there's hope.
Julie, from the Face It Together side of it, a little different approach than other places in the country, but it is a progressive approach. And as Sioux Falls continues to be one of the brightest spots in this country, facing the problems is even brighter.
Well, definitely. You know, at Face It Together Sioux Falls, we do recovery coaching is the primary line of service there. And what's cool about recovery coaching is that the coaches aren't certified counselors. They don't have, you know, the special credentials that a counselor would. And they're different from a sponsor that a lot of people would be familiar with in a 12-step program. The recovery coaches, it's about listening and it's about relationship building and it's about helping people find their own pathway. It's not giving advice. It's not telling people what to do, but it's teaching people how to manage the disease and how to live a healthy, well life.
Well, one thing that we're going to repeat throughout this hour is contact information for Tallgrass and Face It Together. If you are fearing that you need some help or if you know someone that needs help, we want to give you phone numbers in this hour. If you've got friends that you think should be hearing these 2 hours, they're going to hear a lot of cases today that are going to be eye-opening to you, ear-opening as well, for people that are going to want to say, we need to make a difference in our lifetime. And a lot of people that we have talked to in this hour that we have done, it's been pretty much a Tuesday show, have told us that best thing they ever did was to take that first step. Now, if you will, give us the contact information. The bosses are getting restless over there. They want to tell their stories, and I want a chance at them, too. So if you will, share how they reach you at Face It Together.
Sure. Call Face It Together Sioux Falls at 605-274-2262, or the website is faceitsiouxfalls.org.
And if you want to reach Tallgrass, the number there is 605-368-5559, or you can find us on the web at tallgrassrecovery.org.
And our ladies will be back a little bit later in the hour. They're going to give you some ideas how you can party tonight and still not put yourself in a position of going too far. It's not exactly a 12-step approach. I think it's 11 and a half, but we're going to talk about that. So when we come back, we're going to talk with the leadership about Face It Together, about Tallgrass, about recovery and addiction, the time of year that... It's number one, as far as having the problem, we want to do something about it. All part of It's Your Business. Joan Swenson at Tallgrass and Julie Schoolmeister, Face It Together Sioux Falls, have provided us an easy-to-understand way to survive New Year's Eve and other party situations. And we're going to get into those in just a couple of minutes. But first, let's bring in Dennis Ford from Tallgrass and Kevin Kirby from Face It Together. They're on the same stage. They each have separate microphones, unlike Sanford and Avera that we've had on the last few weeks. They had to share a microphone between them. We got you guys separate microphones this morning. We went to a lot of expense to do that. But Dennis, if you will, kind of share with us why this is so important that we talk about addiction. And I'm reminded all the time that when I use the word addiction, I'd better use recovery chasing it.
Well, thank you for having me on, Bill. The reason, you know, alcoholism and addiction are probably the single biggest health care issue we have in this country. They cost more money. They affect more people. Than any other thing we have when you really get down to the raw statistics of how devastating this disease is in terms of dollars spent to treat it, dollars spent in the enforcement of laws that try to control it. It's a huge problem. And the sad part in my mind, it has a solution. And the solution is at the individual level. But we fight a terrible stigma that says this is a moral problem and not a health problem. For years, we have treated alcoholism as an event. It's not an event. It's a chronic disease that requires constant treatment. I'm a diabetic. If I don't do every day what I'm supposed to, my diabetes is going to go out of control. It is exactly the same with my alcoholism. If I don't treat it every day, it's going to go out of control. That's why I think it's absolutely important, the work that Face It does in raising the awareness that we are treating a health problem. We are not treating a moral issue. The people we treat at Tallgrass are not bad people trying to get good. They are sick people trying to get well.
Kevin Kirby, of course, has got time spent with Tallgrass, also Face It Together. In fact, he's actually leaving here today. We had to have him in the first hour because he's going out to volunteer at 10:30 today at Tallgrass, something that I understand you do all the time. But it brings to a real thought process that you placed in my head, about June of this year, okay? You and I sometimes can't think back that far, but I think it was a J month. But we talked about the fact that holidays are so tough. They are so tough with people that have the addiction, that are recovering, and that's the time of year that we really ought to be delivering the message. That's the reason, Kevin, we're doing 2 hours today, because we think it's important. Why is it so important in your mind?
Well, first of all, Bill, thanks for having me on, and thanks for all you've done. My partners here have done an excellent job at explaining the scope of addiction problems in this community and really across the country. And most of those problems are attributable to the fact that we don't talk about this disease. It's not part of the public dialogue. You know, it's been shrouded in ignorance and darkness for generations. And so how do you solve that? Well, you talk about it. You educate people. You bring it into the public dialogue. You start understanding that addiction is a health issue. And as Dennis was talking about, it's a chronic disease. So I think when people begin to understand that and accept it, it becomes easier to bust down the barriers that are keeping today 90% of the people with this disease away from the help they need. So, and that's in any given year. Julie gave the statistic that there's 20,000 people suffering in this community. Well, we know this is the last day of the year that 90% of those people didn't get the help that they needed in 2013. That's an awful statistic. We know what that life is like. It's awful. It's devastating. It's potentially fatal. It destroys families. It destroys careers. And the work you're doing, shining a light on the disease and the hope for recovery, is busting down some of those barriers. So thank you for the work you do. Now, to the question, holidays. I know quite a few people whose sobriety dates are right around the holidays, Thanksgiving, Christmas, New Year's. I don't know that I know the answer to that question, but I suspect that I know addiction is an insidious disease. It presents itself in kind of mysterious ways. And holidays are a time generally when families come together. And, perhaps some of the behaviors that are symptomatic of this disease become more apparent to family members. And the behaviors aren't things we choose to do. It's things that are simply a result of having this awful disease. And so as we're whirling our way through our family functions, and family members are observing our behaviors and our demeanor and our hopelessness, a lot of people find that this is the time that, whether they're encouraged by family members or whether they simply come to the conclusion themselves, that they've many times for the first time seek help.
Kevin, you were the first example we had when we started talking back in March or April. And you talked about what you've overcome. And everybody that has been on the show since that time has shared why they're here, what happened to them, what their addiction was, and how they recovered. Would you mind sharing?
Well, yeah, I went through a 2.5-year period of multiple episodes of treatment for addiction back in 2000 to 2002. And before that time, I had no idea what my problem was. Like many of us, we've become experts at self-diagnosis. I was suffering from depression and anxiety. My life was falling apart. Things that used to interest me didn't interest me anymore. I was finding it more and more difficult to function. My substance, which in my case happened to be alcohol, was my medicine. Any sense of pleasure that I got out of consuming my substance had long disappeared. It was simply my maintenance vehicle to get up in the morning and live life. And like many of us, my first episode of treatment didn't teach me a new way of living. It was naive of me to think at 48 years old or whatever I was at the time that I could unlearn a lifetime of habits in 30 days of treatment. Simply wasn't going to happen. It's not the way we treat diabetes or hypertension or certain forms of cancer or other chronic diseases like Dennis was talking about. We need to learn new life skills, and it's a daily thing. And it takes a lot of us a while to unlearn things we used to accept as true about ourselves and the world we live in. And it's difficult, but it is definitely possible. And there are, surprisingly perhaps, as many people living in recovery in this community as there are living in the disease. So we're in good company. This story has been told many, many times before in Sioux Falls.
And I'm amazed that the people are willing to tell the story. Dennis, from your side, and Tallgrass and Face It Together actually worked together. You guys were in the same audience when there was the premiere at the Washington Pavilion. You had a lady in the audience stand up and say, this is the best year, best time ever in 13 years of facing addiction here in Sioux Falls, that we're all together. We're kind of all together in a smaller room today, but we're telling a story that's pretty important. And from your side of it, the fact that you're working with somebody that is, Face It Together, Sioux Falls, 26 businesses, 28, you deal with so many beds. You both are trying to help people in our communities.
Well, it's my personal belief that this is a society problem, and we as members of this society owe it to try and solve it. And I have my own story is I sobered up 32 years ago, and I've had a fairly successful career. I retired, and then I got the opportunity to work with Tallgrass, which I'm very grateful for. But the work that we do is only one facet of recovery. And the work that Kevin does and the work that Julie does is another facet of trying to change the picture of what the public understands. We have in this community wonderful assets for recovery, not just Tallgrass. We have Keystone in Canton. We have New Life over in Minnesota. We have Valley Hope down in Nebraska. We're all in the same business. We're not competing. For example, we're talking about 20,000 people in Sioux Falls. We had 131 admittance last year in Tallgrass. We didn't even scratch the surface of the people that need the help. So cooperation is in my opinion, is the key element that's going to make this work. We need the business folks to help us. We need them to understand through their employee assistance programs. We need the healthcare industry. We need it all to solve this problem. One center like Tallgrass is not going to solve the problem. It will for individuals. But the societal problem is much bigger, and we need to work together. Because the goal is the same. Put a person back into society as a productive member of society. That's what we're all working towards.
Dennis Ford and Kevin Kirby, Tallgrass and Face It Together. We're going to have our ladies share with us the contact information with Tallgrass and Face It Together. And when we come back, we're going to talk about the fact that tonight is a night that you can party, but you don't want to look like an amateur. So as we're talking about that, that seems like a strange thing for a guy with a radio station to say, but it's kind of what we're trying to do tonight. So if you will, share your contact information for Face It and for Tallgrass.
You can reach Face It Together Sioux Falls at 605-274-2262 or on the website at faceitsiouxfalls.org.
Tallgrass contact information would be 605-368-5559, or you can reach us on the web at tallgrassrecovery.org.
Get the help if you need it. Be careful tonight. We all need it. New Year's Eve day, and we're talking addiction, we're talking recovery, we're talking about having a good time, but we're talking about the fact that it is a business to get yourself through the night. Remember, this too will pass. Kevin Kirby and Denny Ford, Face It Together and Tallgrass. Kevin, one of the names of the show is It's Your Business. And you guys have made it kind of a business, both of you, to bring businesses together. You last count I had was 26, 28 businesses. Is that close?
Yeah, with a plan to significantly increase that in 2014 and beyond.
So why is it important that businesses come together to make sure that their employees get through a night like New Year's Eve? Halloween, as Mark Cartwright was saying in the Rev. Why is it important that they know, too, that they can have fun but not go too far?
Yeah. Well, it's revolutionary to put together this group of businesses, and I got to commend them. They really came together themselves and organized a group, and when made aware of the scope of the problem of addiction in this community, they decided to do what they do best, and that is to incorporate dialogue about addiction into their existing wellness programs and chronic disease management programs. They want healthy, productive employees and loyal employees. And believe it or not, and this is not just in Sioux Falls, but across the country, employers have never really had an opportunity before to bring addiction recovery into the workplace because the options have been so limited. So I really give a lot of credit to this group of employers and the relationship that they've struck up with Face It Together Sioux Falls, where they avail themselves of services directly supplied by Face It Together Sioux Falls in the workplace. And it's fundamentally good business for them to make the commitment to healthy employees suffering from addiction.
You know, I give credit to putting this together because it wasn't just CEOs that put it together. You used a lot of HR people who understood the need and some of the challenges that they were seeing every day. A lot of times people in the corner office don't see the problems, but they do. They know the family side of it. They know every penny that goes out to them. That was an important side with the HR people coming together.
Absolutely. It's a wonderful band of revolutionaries, and every time they invite me to one of their meetings, I remind them of that. You know, we kind of tend to minimize maybe some of the tremendous work that's going on here in Sioux Falls, but that group deserves a tremendous amount of credit because they're going where nobody's gone before, and there's nothing I can tell an HR director about addiction in the workplace that they don't already know, other than today, we have all the tools in place right here in Sioux Falls to help them help their people get well.
You know, the other part of it, too, is jobs, and we're going to talk a little bit about that in the next hour. But there are some opportunities that you help them with jobs, and I know Tallgrass works with them with jobs because that's an important side of it, that people not only get on that road to recovery, but find a way to be on the road to financial recovery and also with their family, Dennis.
Well, recovery is not about just not drinking or not using drugs. Recovery is about becoming a productive member of society. In recovery, in our society, work is productive. And the more people can understand we're dealing with a chronic disease and not an immoral slacker, the more important it is. For instance, in our sober living program, we insist that they have a job. that is so important because it affects the individual in so many ways. It's psychological. It builds a self-esteem. It does all those things. It says, I'm okay. I can go through today. And that work is so important to a person in recovery. I mean, if money solved the problem, it would have been solved a long time ago. Money will not solve the problem. Learning how to live as a protective individual without the use of drugs and alcohol is what has to happen for a person to become a complete person in society. And how does that happen? I'm a product of an open-minded individual who said, okay, you had a problem, come on, go back to work for me. Now, he had every right in the world to fire me. I'd probably stolen from him. I'd probably done all kinds of things that was made me a bad employee. But he said, no, I'm going to take a chance. And that man made a great difference in my life. And he was running a multi-million-dollar company, and he took a chance. That's what it takes. And these employers that Kevin works with in their employers group, they're the ones that are going to make the long-term difference. It takes that whole person to become well. What we do at Tallgrass is just the beginning. 30 days, as Kevin said earlier, 30 days. You're not going to learn how to live different. That's why we have our sober living program. That's why there's other facilities and organizations in the city who provide those next steps to full recovery.
2014, you alluded to that. Where are we going in 2014 for both of you? Kevin?
You know, we were joking about that in my shop the other day because we... in many respects, the national organization we're creating is a think tank. We're going places where nobody's ever gone before, and we're awful at making predictions because we react. We're constantly in a stage of discernment and innovation and creativity. But you asked, so I'll let me
just an hour show.
The model in Sioux Falls, Face Together Sioux Falls, is going to get very much stronger. We're going to have more employers involved. We're going to mainstream addiction care into health care. Again, unprecedented kinds of stuff. We're working with both regional health care systems on some really innovative stuff that we hope to be able to talk about here in a few months. We're not going to solve drug and alcohol addiction overnight in any community. It's simply too big, and the obstacles are generations old. But what we can do is continue to chip away, continue to assemble all of the necessary players, all of the necessary resources to fundamentally change what we think and do about drug and alcohol addiction, our community's number one public health issue.
Dennis, you mentioned in 2013, 131 patients in and out.
We don't call them patients, they're our guests.
See, I don't get recovery right either, so you have to keep me straight. Where are you going in 2014?
Well, we're going to continue, as Kevin said, to chip away. You talk about this is your business. I think we've established our business model, which is necessary because this stuff costs money. We are expanding our scholarship program, hopefully with the support of the community. We are... looking to be a little more innovative in our sober living home programs. However, we're trudging the road. It's a word that some people that work for me don't like Joan and a few of the others, but trudging is how you get there. Flying's not going to do us any good. We need to be able to serve those people we can serve, and we need to be able to direct the people we can't serve to the resources that can serve them. And Tallgrass is one of a large group of organizations that are trying to work on this problem, and we make an impact. We're different at Tallgrass in that our program is non-clinical, non-medical, and we work at the introduction of spirituality into your life and the introduction into the recovery community, which we believe, and incidentally, the latest issue of Addiction Magazine says that the greatest relapse preventer that anybody's discovered in the last 60 years is 12-step programs. So that's where we try to direct people. We will continue to do what we do, and we hope the more people we can get, the more people we can handle. But our facility is quite small, so.
All right, one last question, and I'm going to ask the question the audience would ask and to each of you. How are you each going to spend New Year's Eve? Kevin?
Well, I was planning on ordering my favorite pizza, and I'm home alone this week, so and having a very peaceful, restful night. But I got invited to dinner by some very good longtime friends, so I'll probably join them, and I'll be home in bed by 9 o'clock. Pretty exciting stuff.
Dennis, how about you?
You know, I haven't asked my social director, which is my wife, what I'm doing tonight yet, but we'll probably spend an evening with friends, and, you know, it'll be quiet. Our life is directed around our family and our friends, and sometimes her and I sneak off together and just do what we want to, but nothing special. New Year's Eve, even when I was one of the active ones, New Year's Eve never meant anything to me. It just didn't. So it still doesn't today, you know. I still feel, well, I can get drunk 7 days a week. I don't, New Year's Eve doesn't mean anything.
So. One PS to the discussion with Kevin Kirby and also Dennis Ford from Tallgrass and Face It Together. Kevin is going out doing a little volunteer work as he does at Tallgrass. That's the reason he won't be with us in the second hour. Dennis is going to make sure he does what he's supposed to as a volunteer. Or is it you're making sure he does what he's supposed to as a CEO? I wasn't sure how that was coming together, but the fact that you're working together to face the addiction here in Sioux Falls, God bless you both. And we thank you for that.
God bless you. Thank you for having us.
Thank you very much, and thank you for all the work you've done, Bill. Bye.
When we come back, we'll wrap the first hour, get you ready to hear some testimonials in hour number two, all a part of It's Your Business on this New Year's Eve day. The first of 2 hours of Frank Talk and Help for Addiction and what's that word?
Recovery.
And why is that important that I include that word?
Because I think that we talk a lot about addiction and the effects it has, but I think it's important that people know that we do recover from this disease, or that we are recovering from it. And I always try to remind you of that so that we don't focus solely on the addiction, that we also focus on the people that have walked into the path of recovery.
Now, in our second hour, we're going to visit with some people that have gone through the recovery process. Do you want to kind of share who they are? We have about a minute and a half.
Sure. In the second hour, we have our friend Mike, who will be joining us again. Then we also have Jesse, who was one of our call-in guests earlier in the year. And we have Tim Stroop, who is the father of one of the alumni from Tallgrass and also works with Face It together. And then I believe our friend Steve Williamson from State Theater will be joining us.
So what's your impressions of the first hour? What'd you learn?
Well, I thought it was fantastic. I always have so much fun listening to people like Kevin and Dennis talk. I love listening to their thoughts. And it's interesting how far we've come in that things they say mirror each other. You know, it's pretty cool.
It was cool to have them both in here, both on the same stage. And they took advantage of sharing their stories, which is what we will do with you two, with the other four, in the next hour. And we'll also share those tips of how you can enjoy New Year's Eve and also have a good time. You know, that's kind of what it's about, too. So that's our challenge, and that's our report on show number one, Tallgrass and Face It Together, here working together on it. And as they talked about, we're just beginning. Wait till 2014 comes along.